growth is the number one mission of this government. Because we have had an economy that has flatlined for 14 years under the Conservatives, people haven't had a decent wage rise in all that time, and the economy is not generating the money that we need to fund our public services. Now, two of the things that are holding back economic growth, one is the planning system, which is too slow and too cumbersome, but the second is water infrastructure. We were unable to see the homes we needed built around Cambridge because of a lack of clean drinking water supply. And we were unable to see the homes being built around Oxford and Oxfordshire because of a lack of sewage infrastructure. By bringing in the £104 billion of private sector investment that we secured at the end of last year, we can make sure that the investment is going in to support house building and economic development in every single part of the country, so that water no longer becomes a barrier to economic growth, it becomes a driver of economic growth, as it should be.
Hang on. You talked about £104 billion of investment. It's not total investment, that's total expenditure. I think some people might be concerned to hear that you don't seem to know the difference. You know, a bit of that is investment, but a lot of that is essentially just going to be recouped over time by people who pay their bills. That's what the bulk of the £104 billion is.
It's £104 billion of private sector investment to upgrade
over time by bill payers.
To upgrade our crumbling sewage infrastructure, our leaking water pipes, and bring in the new water transfer systems that we need to enable
Just home in on this point. You have not attracted £104 billion of external foreign capital or external capital to fund the water business. A lot of that money is paid for by bill payers and recouped over time.
The money comes in from investors up front so that we can do that spending straight away.
And over decades,
the investors get a modest return from the bills that customers are paying. That's how investment works. But if we don't do that, you know, we just had a very, very dry period and there are hose pipe bans in many parts of the country. We've not built a new reservoir in this country for 30 years.
My question is only who is paying. Yep. Your department proudly has press released the news that there are 81 live criminal investigations going on into water companies and bosses, right? Can I level with you for a moment? How many times you say it, I don't for a second, and people don't for a second, believe that any of these water bosses are actually going to end up in jail. Because the moment that the Environment Agency investigation gets close, there is going to be all sorts of political pressure borne down on you and Cabinet colleagues and the Treasury saying, if this actually happens, this will deter investment. Can you pledge that there will be no political interference in this process whatsoever, that you will stake your job on there not being any attempt by government and ministers to stop these prosecutions?
It's a judicial process. It would be highly inappropriate. Highly inappropriate for any ministerial interference in a process like that. We have those 81 criminal investigations underway. They will work their way through the court system, as they should do, and judges, not ministers, will decide any sanction that should follow.
And will we see justice in public? Will we see court trials of water bosses in public?
Well, it will depend on the kind of offence, but that is the intention will be that there needs to be accountability back in a system where there was no accountability previously.
Now, today, you're obviously announcing a significant overhaul, but I remain slightly confused about your priorities and wonder whether or not a lot of them don't just push up the costs. We privatised the water industry 40 years ago. Today you're promising to cap the rate of increase of bills, end pollution, the biggest ever fines and jail terms for water executives. And a lot of investors are just walking away. KKR, Abu Dhabi, the Canadian pension funds have written off. Moody's and Standards & Poor's have downgraded the sector. This is on you, and the consequence of this, even though you've ruled out nationalisation, you need the people, the help of the people that you are deterring at the moment.
All of that happened because of the appalling state, the broken state of our water sector after 14 years of Conservative government. This government is introducing the biggest overhaul of the water sector since privatisation around 35 years ago.
Your big overhaul is rebadging a whole bunch of public officials and moving them from one department to another.
No.
That's at the core of it.
No. What we're doing is getting rid of the gaps in regulation by bringing the functions from four separate regulators together in one new super regulator. ensuring that they have the teeth they need to enforce against what water companies are doing wrong, but also to ensure that water companies are doing the right thing by investing in upgrading our sewage pipes and our water pipes and the infrastructure we need to get water to where it's going to support economic growth in a way that didn't happen under the previous government. But we've also ring-fenced bill payers' money. So the money that they are paying can only be spent on the purposes for which it was intended, upgrading our water system. It can no longer be diverted to pay for undeserved dividends and bonuses to bosses and shareholders.
I think some people in the private sector will hear that as a bit of an attack on growth. There is another...
We're investing to support growth.
There is another area, I think, where people are concerned that the government isn't as behind growth as it says, a setback for people who are in your own party and pro-growth. This is in the Planning and Infrastructure Bill. You said that that, in its original form, was a common-sense attempt to get Britain building. But under pressure from green groups on Friday, you made it harder to build things with a set of amendments that tilts the balance further away from builders and closer to the blockers. Growth experts say that this will make it harder to deliver growth. Pro-growth Labour MPs are incandescent. Why have you done this?
Well, under the current planning rules, let's take a reservoir, for instance, because we're talking about water. We need more reservoirs to catch the rain so that we don't have hose pipe bans, as we're seeing now when we get a drier period. It can take over 10 years to get permission to build a reservoir.
So why are you making the rules tougher?
We're changing the rules to speed it up.
No, but on Friday, the amendments that your department oversees makes it harder and did that on Friday. Why did they do that?
I will take the decisions over reservoirs so we can do it in a matter of months rather than taking it over years. And when it comes for nature, you can't restore nature by taking decisions bat by bat or newt by newt. Developers will pay into a fund that will pay for the regeneration of nature across whole landscapes at scale. That
means, why did you make the changes on Friday?
Sam,
why did you make the changes on Friday?
It's a very important point. We're going to make this point because it's so important. That means we can allow economic development to go ahead, plus restore nature at scale across the country. This is a win-win for growth and for nature, where under the previous government we had both of those things in decline.
You are sidestepping the question, though. Why did you make the changes on Friday, which do tilt the balance further?
They don't tilt it at all.
If they made a difference, why did you do
that? The changes that we're making, including me being able to take decisions about reservoirs, I mean I can give the go-ahead to reservoirs in a matter of months when it used to take over 10 years. That's good for business, good for investment, good for water customers, but it's also good for nature because those developers will pay to restore nature elsewhere at scale. A win-win for growth and for nature.